The two new, most explosive offenses in the NFL meet this Sunday in Philly.
The Bears continue their push for an NFC North championship Sunday night in Philadelphia.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Chicago Bears Network Studios at Halas Hall. I'm Larry Mayer along with Tom Thayer. And Tom, the Bears face a wide variety of different playoff scenarios heading into Week 16. The Bears can actually win the NFC North division with a victory over the Eagles, coupled with losses by the Lions to the Giants and the Packers to the Steelers earlier in the day. However, if the Lions lose and the Packers win, Sunday night's game is virtually meaningless to the Bears in the division race, because the division championship will be determined Week 17 when the Bears host the Packers, regardless of what happens in Philadelphia. Tom, the good news is, though, no matter what happens on Sunday, the Bears cannot be eliminated this weekend, so it will go down to Week 17. What are your thoughts on all the scenarios?
This is good for us to talk about. Leave it alone. Don't put it in the locker room. Don't bring it into the players. Don't have them thinking about scenarios. Don't look who's winning, who's losing, who's scoring, who's not. That's a waste of time for anybody else that's in the locker room. So right now you have to understand what it can bring. But, Larry, it's really noise to Mark Trestman.
How do the players then, Tom, focus on the task at hand and not worry about it? And again, most of the games are all going to be over when they step on the field.
This is a team they are so unfamiliar with. They don't know how to play the Philadelphia Eagles yet. They have to put in extra time in the tape room. They got to put extra time on the practice field. They have to put extra time, individual study time at home. This is a complex offensive system that the defense is getting ready for. And now, on the other hand, the offense still has to stay in that progress mode. So I think it's more important what the Bears are going to do Sunday night than what any other team in the league does.
Tom, there's a big mismatch on paper with the Bears in favor of the Eagles in terms of the run defense. Bears are ranked dead last in run defense. The Eagles are number one in the league in rushing. The Bears have shown some signs, though, in the last couple of weeks. Jeremiah Ratliff has played well at defensive tackle. Lance Briggs could come back. What's the key to the Bears' run defense improving and containing the Eagles?
The key ingredient, if you want a huge upgrade in the run defense, is going to be Lance Briggs coming back. Because with him and Jonathan Bostic and James Anderson all running the linebacker position, Lance upgrades the intelligence of the immediacy, the movement, understanding what's going on out there according to the personnel where they are on the field. So I know it's putting a lot on Lance's shoulders, and you mentioned that the defense is improving. But again, if you want to look at the inside of this defense and how to improve it the most, the quickest, put 55 in the lineup.
Tom, that's definitely going to help having Lance Briggs back. But the Eagles are a team that not only runs the ball well, they pass the ball. They're explosive. Nick Foles has come in and done a Josh McCown almost, coming in and taking over, and he's just had an incredible season. They have DeSean Jackson, an explosive receiver. How do the Bears contend against a team like that that's so multifaceted?
Well, you're going to have to put pressure on the quarterback. You're going to have to make it uncomfortable for him. Nick Foles is a great decision-making quarterback. He's a big guy, 6'5". He can see over the top of the line. But you got to make him use his athleticism either to bail out or try to get himself out of pressure. That's the way you're going to contain, control this offense. And the pressure's got to be relentless. You got to hit him every once in a while and really make it uncomfortable for him.
On the other side of the ball, the Bears offense is like nothing we've ever seen in our lifetimes here as far as the weapons, the explosiveness, and the potential to score. It's been incredible this season. Can they keep it going this Sunday night, and how do they match up against the Eagles' defense?
You know, I just think if it's this offense is a throttle, it's about halfway there, and I think they can push that throttle even more forward. You get Jay Moore comfortable with another week of practice, another 90 reps out in the practice field, throwing the ball to his receivers, more time on his feet, more time in the study room with his receivers. So I do think this offense can take another step forward Sunday night against the Philadelphia Eagles, but I think that's the process all year long, is making sure this offense continues to improve one week to the next.
Tom, the Bears and the Eagles both have 8-6 records. They both outscored their opponents by 15 points this season. The Eagles are 3-4 at home. The Bears are 3-4 on the road. It's an incredibly balanced game, which leads us to this week's Twitter question. It's from Alejandro. He wants to know, with both offenses equally powerful, both defenses equally porous, what's the key to winning this game?
Well, Alejandro, it is about the Bears' defense. They got to step up to the plate because Philadelphia Eagles, they've been the team they've been all year. They've been progressing drastically offensively with the change at quarterback from Michael Vick to Foles. But it is going to be about the Bears' defense. If they can get some three and outs, they can get some stops, they can take a little bit of confidence away from this young, progressing offense with the Philadelphia Eagles, that's going to give the Bears' offense more opportunities to score. So if the Bears can really come alive this week, that's going to be the key to this game.
Tom, it's the exciting part of the program now where we make your case for a player who's going to have a big impact in the game Sunday night. Who are you picking?
Well, I'm going to go 1A is going to be Lance Briggs. 1B, if he doesn't play, is going to be James Anderson. I think the linebacker position is the key ingredient to making sure you limit the success of this Philly offense. So my LB has got to come through for me.
Tom, I hope, too, that Lance Briggs has a big game Sunday night, but I'm going to go out on a limb again and pick Alshon Jeffrey. How can you not? This guy's had three remarkable touchdown catches the last 3 weeks. I hope and think that he's going to do it again Sunday night in Philadelphia. Tom, great stuff as always. It's going to be exciting. Big game Sunday night in Philadelphia. You'll be there. I'll be there. He's Thayer. I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.